and I started listening to the show all the time. And my Uncle Jim saw me listening along one night and saw me strumming on a tennis racket, and he decided that this boy needed a little help, and he got me a ukulele, a beautiful ukulele, a Roy Smek mahogany ukulele. And he gave me a chord book, and he knew a few chords himself and showed me where to put my fingers. And then I started subscribing to a magazine called Country Song Roundup that printed the lyrics to all these songs that I was hearing on the radio. So I just started strumming along, and that's where I was just getting drawn into this more and more. And another Hank on my horizon was Hank Thompson, and he was singing about some stuff I didn't. Well, Hank Williams was singing about it too, honky tonk blues, and this was the wild side of life.
My letter, if I wrote you, you asked me not to call you on the phone. But there's something I'm wanting to tell you, so I wrote it in the words of this song. I didn't know God made honky-tonk angels. I might have known you'd never make a wife. You gave up the only one that ever loved you and went back to the wild side of life. The glamour of the gay nightlife has lured you to the places where the wine and liquor flow, where you wait to be anybody's baby and forget the truest love you'll ever know. I didn't know God made honky-tonk angels. I might have known you'd never make a wife. You gave up the only one that ever loved you and went back to the wild side of life.
Well, that was Hank Thompson, and here was The Answer by Kitty Wells.
As I sit here tonight, the jukebox playing the tune about the wild side of life. As I listen to the words you are saying, it brings memories when I was a trusting wife. It wasn't God who made honky-tonk angels, as you said in the words of your song. Too many times married men think they're still single. That has caused many a good girl to go wrong. Mm-hmm. It's a shame that all the blame is on us women. It's not true that only you men feel the same. From the start, most every heart that's ever broken was because there always was a man to blame. It wasn't God who made honky-tonk angels, as you said in the words of your song. Too many times married men think they're still single. That has caused many a good girl to go wrong.
All right, there you have it, Kitty Wells answering Hank Thompson, a big hit for Kitty that got her going. So this was another world for me. I don't think we had any honky-tonks in Dedham. I'm pretty sure we didn't. And so this was kind of a strange world for me to falling into. But as I was strumming along on my ukulele, another song that came along to me was Webb Pierce's Backstreet Affair. And in the summertime, I had three cousins, the Walsh girls, who lived up the road from us. They were all teenage girls, and they seemed to think it was really cute that little Jimmy was singing these songs about cheating and honky-tonks and whatever have you. And that was okay with me. I guess I wouldn't be the first person to start playing music as a way to meet girls. So here's let's listen to Webb Pierce's Backstreet Affair, and then I'm going to play you another record I made another 40 years later. This was with John Prine, and John and I were doing an album of duets with him and his favorite women singers, and one of those, the album's called In Spite of Ourselves, and John and I sequestered ourselves in an apartment for one day a week for a while doing research, and we were listening to all the duets of George Jones and Tammy Wynette and Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn, the Everly Brothers, Ernest Tubb and Loretta Lynn, and all these things. It was really hard work, you know. It was tough, but we had to do it, and we did do it. And then we came up with a list of songs and a list of female singers, and high on our list of singers was Patti Loveless, just a wonderful, real country singer. And so after we hear Webb Pierce doing Backstreet Affair, we'll be hearing John and Patti.
Brought you shame and disgrace. The world has tumbled in your face because they call our love a backstreet affair. They said you wrecked my home. I'm a husband that's gone wrong. They don't know the sorrow that we've had to bear. Why, the one that I'm tied to was the first to be untrue, and yet they call our love a backstreet affair. Other now, that's all that matters anyhow. Why, the judgment of gossip's never fair. We'll just be brave and strong, then someday they'll see they're wrong. So let them call out love a backstreet affair. We'll be free to love someday, when all the talk has died away, and the happiness we've hoped for then we'll share. I'll climb a mountain high, and the world will hear me cry that our love is not a backstreet affair.
You didn't know I wasn't free when you fell in love with me. And with all your young heart, you learned to care. It brought you shame and disgrace. The world has tumbled in your face, 'cause they call our love a backstreet affair.
Well, they say I wrecked your home, you're a husband that's gone wrong. They don't know the sorrow that we had to bear.
For the one I'm tied to was the first to prove untrue.
Now they call our love a bad street affair.
Just be brave and strong, then someday they'll see they're wrong.
Let them call our love a backstreet affair. We'll be free to love someday, when all the talk has died away, and the happiness we hope for then we'll share. Climb a mountain high, then the world will hear us cry that our love was not a backstreet affair.
No, our love was not a backstreet affair.
All right there, John Prine and Patti Loveless with their version of Backstreet Affair. And as I said, my cousins thought this was all cute and funny, and there was this bit of, condescension about hillbilly music. People looked down their nose at it. It was too sentimental, and all these people running around having affairs and honky-tonks and this and that. This was not the life we had cut out for our children, and we were not going to talk about it. But there is, I guess what I was responding to was kind of reality in people's lives, and no one, I guess, got to me more than Hank Williams. He just had it in his voice, and I can't say enough about it. And I suppose the song, rather than me tell you about it, the song that really defined him to me was "I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry." ¶¶
some whippoorwill.
And we were not going to talk about it. But there is, there. I guess what I was responding to was this kind of reality in people's lives. And no one, I guess, got to me more than Hank Williams. He just had it in his voice, and I can't say enough about it. And I suppose the song, rather than me tell you about it, the song that really defined him to me was "I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry."
Hear that lonesome whippoorwill.
Well, that just went right into my teenage heart, that sound. I wanted to be that sad, I guess. And Hank Williams really spoke to me. And, of course, I had just gotten into this music around the beginning of the year 1952. And on New Year's Day, 1953, the 1st of January, Hank Williams died. So that was a real hard thing for me to take in. I think I had actually fallen in love for the first time, maybe. And there he was. He was gone. The record label didn't miss a beat. And within a month, they had a record LP, first LP I ever bought, and had a purple cover, had a letter to Hank from the head of the company, Hank in Heaven, on the back of it. Then his sister Irene started a country song roundup, Ask Irene, about Hank. So I wrote Irene and asked her some stuff, and I said, I want to write a book about Hank, and she never answered back. But I got a guitar. I wanted to be Hank, so I started playing the guitar, and the very first song I learned on the guitar was one of his, because it only had two chords. Darling, let's turn back the years.
Darling, let's turn back the years and go back to yesterday. Let's pretend that time has stopped and I didn't go away. We had our love to make us happy, It wasn't meant to bring us tears. Love like ours should never die. So darling, let's turn back the years.
So that's how I got started. I got that guitar, $12 guitar. I went in and auditioned on the radio. They asked, they said, okay. I did Honky Tonk Blues and Music Making Mama for my audition. And they said, okay, kid, do you want to be on the radio? And I said, yes. I was on the radio that afternoon. I called up my mother. This wasn't exactly what they had in mind, but they listened and let me do it. And I played Music Making Mama on the radio, and my friends started calling me Tex. And, you know, I was off and running, and I'm still running. So this is Jim Rooney, and I'm in it for the long run, and I'll see you next time.
Sweeter than the flowers down in New Orleans. She's a music maker, mama, of Memphis, Tennessee. You'll hear her in the evening when the sun sinks slow, singing and picking on a roll banjo. You want to chime when the words roll out of her mouth. Everybody calling her the queen of the south. She's a music maker, mama, of Memphis, Tennessee. Tennessee polka, maybe blues in the night. Everybody travel from near and far to hear her when she picks it on a roll guitar. She's a music maker, mama from Memphis, Tennessee. Dancing when she gets in the groove, plays a deep bass fiddle, maybe yodels the blues, plays a downbeat, offbeat, any old beat, break down, hold down, does it of me, fiddle playing mama from Memphis, Tennessee.